all the klayim. Let's say the animal lived with another min, it gave birth. So what comes out of it is also for korban. That's called klayim. The pasuk Rashi says shashor or kesev prat leklayim, and ki yivola, the pasuk says the prat leyetsay doifin. So again, if the animal comes out of klayim, a mixture, or else of a treifa, if the mother was a treifa, so our mission holds that a vlad of a treifa is also possible for korban. Yetsay doifin, a vlad that came out of the mother, not normally, but it made like a Sicilian, came out to the side. Also, this animal is possible for korban. But let's say again, you have a lot of animals that are korbanos that got mixed up with one of these animals. So, and the locker is not bottle brave again. Since the bal chay is a davar choshev, it's not bottle brave. So what do we do now? The locker is with this whole terubis. Even let's say there's 1,000 of them here. The locker is yiro achistavu. You have to let all these animals pasture in the fields until they become a balmum. So now when the animal, when the korban becomes a balmum, halachar is v'yimachru, you're allowed to sell it. The bezdin, the gizbuk, could sell them. And with the money, v'yavoy b'dimei ha'yofah shaben, you have to take the value of the best animal that was there. So again, we're talking about really there's only, let's say, one korban, one animal, let's say one shor, which was the korban ayla, got mixed up with these other animals, or even one and one, that the other one is an animal that's never by avera, that cannot be brought for korban. So again, these two animals now, when they both become bali mumim, you sell both of them. Now with the money of the more expensive one, that's the one lechumah we have to go, maybe that was a korban, and with that money you have to buy you have to buy now a korban eloh according to the money that you got for the better animal. Again, originally he had one shor which was a korban eloh, and it got mixed up with another shor that was never by avera. But since you don't know which one is which, you have to wait till they both become balmum, and you sell both of them, and the value of the more expensive one, that one you bring for a korban eloh. You buy a korban eloh with that money. What's going to be in this arvo? You have this one korban eloh. They got mixed up, b'chulun tamimim. They got mixed up with another animal. That's the time that animal is fit to become a korban. So what should you do now? You have one animal that's a korban eloh. They got mixed up with another animal. The law is, yimachru ha'chulin l'tzorch ha'yorich yamin. What you have to do is you have to go to somebody now that wants to bring a korban eloh. Like you tell them, give us the money. And one of these two animals now, the one that's not korban, the one that's chulin, should be your korban eloh. So if now we have both of these animals are a korban eloh, and therefore the kohen brings both of them, and each one he brings, he has in mind for the right owner. There's no psul shino by lemir, because when he shechs the first animal, he has in mind whoever is the owner of this korban, it should be for you. And when he shechs the second one, he has the same thing in mind. Whoever is the owner of this korban, it should be for him. So since the korban got mixed up with the chulin tamimim, with a regular animal that could become a korban, that's the best eitza. Just sell to somebody that needs a korban eila. So now you have two korban eilas here, both of them are brought. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be kodshim? The kodshim, let's say kodshim got mixed up with kodshim, animals that are one korban, got mixed up. There's kodshim from belong to different people, got mixed up now. So min b'minoi. If let's say they're all a korban chatas, just Ruvain's korban chatas and Shimon's and Yehuda got mixed up together. So locher is now v'zei yikrav l'shei mishu, v'zei yikrav l'shei mishu. The kohen could do the avodis, and each korban chatas that he brings, he has in mind whoever is the real owner. I want this korban to be for that owner. That's kashim. What's going to be kashim b'kashim min b'shei b'minoi? Let's say the animals, all five shvarim, got mixed up. But one, let's say, was the korban eloh, one was the korban chatis, one was the shlomim. Let's say they got mixed up. Five kvasim got mixed up. And they had different halachas on them. Now we don't know which one's the eloh, which one's the shlomim. What should we do? The halacha here is again, yiru achi yistavu. You have to let it passed around the fields until they become a balmum. And when they become a balmum, now the yamachri are allowed to sell all these animals. And the yovib dinay yafishabem mi minze, you have to buy from the value of the better animal the type of a korban that you need. So let's say these two animals, one was worth $10, one was worth $5. So halacha is each one of them now is going to have to spend $10 to buy a new korban to have it brought, because we do not know which one, like which $10 one was the korban erlo, or was it the korban chatis. Now it has to be brought a korban chatis, a $10 one, a korban erlo, a $10 one, and a korban shlomim, a $10 one. So according to the most valuable one, that's how much each one now has to buy a new korban. And the Mishnah says that again, yimkor v'yovei b'dimei yafei shebem mimin zeh, or v'dimei ha'yafei shebem mimin zeh, v'yaseh ha'maisim v'beisoi, and let the Bible have to spend extra money from their own pocket. Since they're going to have to pay extra money right now, more than they get for selling the animals, that will have to pay from their own pocket. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be nisorfu b'bechor u'v'maisim? Let's say the kochim got mixed up. One of them was a korban bechor or korban maisim. And the lacher is on these things, you're not allowed to sell them. You can't be paid them. There's no din pigeon on a korban bechor or korban maisim. So what do you do now? He got mixed up with other korbanos. The lacher is yirol achistovu. And echadam, you have to wait to all become a balmum. And then v'yoychal kebechor or kemaisa. And you could eat them. You have to eat all of them with the kedushas of a bechor or a maisa. In other words, taka, you'll sell these things and you'll get the money, and with the money you'll have to bring new korbanos. But our korban, the one that buys this meat, he has to know the chumrah as if the meat is the meat of a korban bechor. It's like it's a balmum of a bechor or a balmum of a maisa that you have to eat with a kedusha. It's mutter to eat, but you have, in other words, you can't sell it to itlis or the shkol like we'll see in the Gemara. It has certain kedusha on it, but they're not chal the pigeon completely, so that meat has to be eaten b'teres kedushas bechor and maisa. Hakel yechodel nisorif, everything is possible to be mixed up. Chutz min achatis min oshim, excluding the korban chatis and the korban oshim. So the old korbanis they could get mixed up that you can't realize which one is which. Chutz min achatis min oshim, because the chatis and oshim can't get mixed up, because oshim is einuvela ayil. It's only a ram or keves. A zocher, that's going to be a male. Filo achatis in a keva. Mashenken achatis is always a female. So male achatis and a noshim cannot get mixed up together. We'll always recognize the difference. Now the Gemara says, Maya filu. What does the Mishnah mean to say filu? So the half minute is the Mishnah starts off, Kol azvachim shenetavu bechatoris ha-meifes. That if one zevach gets mixed up with one korban, so it says that it has to die. Then the Mishnah says, "Afilu akas perebuya." So I mean, there is even if one korban gets mixed up, let's say 10,000 behemoths that are shohaniskol. So chur pshita then madach when one korban gets mixed up with one, and then is yomaisu subshita if one korban gets mixed up with 1,000 shohaniskols. Pshita the lachar is all of them are meisais. So that's the lachar maya afilu. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol hazvachim shinis arvu behen. Chatoyis ha-meisis, that's what it means to say. You have a korban here, and now it gets mixed up into the korban. Another animal comes in there that has a loch of a chatas ha-meisis. That was a korban chatis, that one of the five things happened to it. Either was meisa by law, or it's chapra by law, and the din is that the chatis is meisis. Or else shoharniskol. Or else the shoharniskol came now into the picture. Meaning first there was one korban here, and now a shor haniskol got mixed up with his korban. So that's the Mishnah mean. Now it's very good. Afilu echad b'ribuya yimaisu. Kulon. Even though now 1,000, 10,000 korbanos were here first, and now one shor haniskol gets mixed up with them, the chiddush is still, we say that one shor haniskol, or chatas ha-meisis is not bottle, and therefore the loch is, kulon yimaisu. All of them we have to just let die. Gemara says Tanina Chod Zimno. Learned this already one time. We had a Gemara in Tmura that says Kol Haasurin Lagabi Mizbeach Oisrin V'Chol Shein. Any korban, any behema that's also for the mizbeach, if it gets mixed up with other korbanos, Slocher is Oisrin V'Chol Shein. Oisrin V'Chol Shein means that even though it gets mixed up, one, in 10,000, so it's not bottle. So you learned this already. A Gemara in Tumura. So what do you have to have our Mishnah for? And it says the Arroiva of a Nirva. There's a Chila called a Surma Gabi of Mizbech, means like an animal which was Ravei of a Nirva that lived with a Zachar or lived with the Nekeva. So it said it already. So where it says, Omer Rav Ashavashi said, Amri Sel Ishmaite Karma the Rav Simi. I said over this Kashi, this Halacha, in front of Rav Simi, the Yatzrichen. And he said, no, still we need our Mishnah over here. Even though we learned the Gemara over there in Tumura, still we need our Mishnah over here. Dima Yosef would have just learned the Mishnah there in Tumura. Have I mean, I would have thought to say, Hanimili Ligvoya. Maybe the Pshat is that Kulam Asurim means Ligvoya, that you cannot use any one of those animals for korban. But the Maisa, now let's say the Maisa, it is Bota Barayv. Let's say the one korban is Bota Barayv, and therefore, Lehejit, it could be used. Meaning, Bereiya Ufadiya, like Rashi says. Maybe you have to let it pasture in the fields, and then it becomes a Balmum, and then you can pray to them. Because over there it's not talking about Nis'ar Vavi Suri Hano. There it's just talking about an animal which was a Ravei of a Nirva. Sedechanami, it's all also meaning it's also Ligvoya, but it's still nicer to use them. Let them pasture, let them become a Balmum, and then you could use them. Like, that's why I need the Chiddush of our Mishnah to teach us now that it can't be used at all. And the Mihoch, if we would have just had our Mishnah over here, having now would have thought to say, Hani hu di suri hanoninu. Only these cases in our Mishnah, where it's also Bano, where it's the Chatas HaNesos or Sharon Isko. Avol Hani, but the other cases where it's not also Bano, Eim, I would have thought to say, Loi suricho. Therefore, I need both Mishnayos in. The Rashi says, I would have thought to say, the cases that are not also Bano, Eim, Akilu Sirai, it's a simple Issa, for Nevata Baruba Vafil Lugvoya. I would have thought to say, it's even Bato Baroiv, and therefore could be used Lugvoya. Kamash Malon, that even things that are only also should be used for Korban, like a Ravei of a Nirva, and even though it's not also Bano, still the din is, it's not Bato Baroiv. That's why I need both Alochis. Now the Gemara is, Delavi Suri Hano, even cases that are not also Bano, it's only an Avera, the animal can't be used for Korban, like Ravei of a Nirva, Delavi Suri Hano, Hotoni Lay, still a question, it says it in our Mishnah said clearly here, that client, Raifi, Yitzidayf, and all these things, also it's not Bota Barayv. Says so, let's just learn our Mishnah here in Zvokim, and we do not need the Mishnah in Tamura. Tamura says no, Mikatoni, the Kamo, Koshen, Hosem Katoni. There's now Mishnah by the Averis, it doesn't say in what number it's not bottle. Here it does not say Afil of Rabuya. In our Mishnah, maybe I would have thought to say it's bottle, maybe 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 200. It's only the Mishnah there in Tamura, and there a Taika says it's even bottle, it's not bottle, even by Koshen. So therefore we need the Mishnah in Tamura. Furthermore still, the Nisni Ho, Vulay Boy Ho, so then let's just say this case in Tamura. And it should not say it here in Zvachim. Like how come altogether it says the case in our Mishnah of Treif Maklayim Yetzadayfim. Since these are only Isurim, it's not Isabano, so the Ikalimud isn't from the Mishnah in Tumura, that it's not Bot Levin Bechol Shu. So what do we have to have our Mishnah altogether for? Tumura says, Takan Titzvachlei, that the Alocha our Mishnah is the Takana. How do you fix it up? There in the Mishnah in Tumura only says, so if it gets mixed up, one animal, which is also for korban, and 1,000 other animals, even the choshu, it's not both of them will also. But does not say what you should do now. Our Mishnah explains the takana. Our Mishnah says, what's the takanta? How do you fix it up? The takanta is that you should let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it, and with the money you buy a korban. Therefore, the kids, you need both Mishnahs. Our Mishnah that says the takanta, and the Mishnah there talks about ikav yisurim, say it's not both leaving the choshu. Now the Gemara says, Tehedyit nami tonilei, even if you say it's not bottle, Fedine Hedyit, something that's also Bano, also we learned the Gemara that there's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. So it's a kasha, what do we have to have our Mishnah for? For the Gemara, Tehedyit nami tonilei, it says the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah says, V'yelo asurin v'yoysim b'chol shein. These are the things that's also Bano, and if it gets mixed up, it's even not bottle, even mechol shein. Yayin nesach, tia bodes kechovim. So it says those things that since they're also bano, yayin nesach is also bano. So if a barrel of yayin nesach gets mixed up with 1,000 other barrels, they're all also bano, it's not bottle brave. The same thing in the avodah zarah. Something that has an isra avodah zarah on it gets mixed up with other things, even 1,000, they're all not bottle. So learn to write that it's not bottle. And the Rashi says these things are not bottle, even lehedjit, standard of l'gvoya. So learn to write there, even lehedjit, for private use also, it's not bottle. Something that's also bano, it's not bottle. So what do we need our Mishnah here for? So we're in Sitzrich and still we need both Mishnahs. We need the Mishnah here in Zvokim, and we need the